Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart Pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because when you get better, so does your business. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a must-read episode. On our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has influenced me as an entrepreneur. I share with you its takeaways, its insights, and why you should read it too. Today's must read is The 5-Minute Journal by Alex Icahn. Now, this is not your typical must read book, because there is a lot of writing you'll be doing instead of reading, but it is a book that I highly recommend. And that's why I wanted to cover it in today's episode. The 5-Minute Journal is actually an app, but they also make it in a hardcover book, which I actually prefer. In today's episode, I'll be telling you why the 5-Minute Journal is a must-have book. What are the benefits of it? What are you going to get out of this experience of doing the 5-Minute Journal? And why, if you've never got into journaling, why this one will work. Focusing on the right things at the right time will allow you to really perform at the highest levels in your business. And believe it or not, that's what this book is all about. Can't wait to get into it, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. The 5-Minute Journal is not your typical must-read book that you'd hear on our must-read episodes, because it's an interactive book. It's a book that you actually write in every day, and it's more writing than reading, but nevertheless, it's a book that you should have. You can check it out at 5minutejournal.com, and I have the hardcover, and I absolutely love it. Now, why do I love it? Why you're going to get a ton out of this journal? That's what I'm going to cover in today's episode. I want to start by saying that I've never been good at journaling, at writing in a diary, at putting down my thoughts. I've tried so many times. When I travel, I tried to journal a little bit. I would do it for a day or two, and then I would drop off. I tried to do it in my daily life, but I just never kept it going. One of the reasons why is because I didn't have a structure. I didn't know what to do or what to write about or how long to write for. I didn't have a focus. And when you don't have that, you don't have kind of a finish line. You don't know what you need to do every day. I knew from all the things I've heard about journaling that it's really beneficial, that it allows you to focus, allows you to have clearer thoughts, make better decisions, and really be really intentional in your day. Before I get into the benefits, I want to talk to you about what exactly is the 5-Minute Journal. Well, it's what it sounds like. You're going to spend 5 minutes a day writing in a journal. And sometimes it's actually less than 5 minutes. And it's broken down in morning and evening. So at the start of your day, you'd spend about 3 minutes answering some questions. And then at the end of the day, or the end of maybe your work day, you can spend 2 minutes answering some questions. So in total, it's 5 minutes. It's pretty simple. And it focuses on tapping into what you're grateful for every day. Also, setting intentions for the day. What are you going to do today to make it a great day? And also a short daily affirmation. Some people are not big fans of affirmations, where you kind of tell yourself who you are and what you want to do. But the reason why I'm a fan of affirmations is that you already have affirmations in your head. You have some sort of storyline in your head about what you can and cannot do. Things that you've adopted in your brain because of experiences in your life, because of things you've told yourself, because of disappointment, because of failure. And in order for you to break free from those stories that you have in your brain about yourself, you need to kind of create new ones and you need to kind of tell yourself a new story. And that's really what an affirmation is saying, hey, I can do this. I am capable of X, Y, Z, or whatever I want to achieve. In the evening, you're going to focus on three amazing things that happened today, things that you did or accomplished. Now, I like this because it kind of is a review of the day. It reminds you of your accomplishments. It gives you confidence. It also holds you accountable. Like, hey, did you actually do the things you set out to do today? And then lastly, you're just going to answer a question. How could I have made today a better day? And again, this helps you improve upon the next day. There's something about the repetition of this question that holds you accountable and makes you think, am I getting better? Am my habits getting better? Sometimes the best way to improve yourself is just asking yourself the right questions. And I feel like this journal really does that. And what I love about it is that it's short and snappy and you're done in 5 minutes a day. Now, there's a few reasons why I recommend the 5-minute journal. And the first reason is that it's a very simple task. It's going to take you 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes. We can wake up 5 minutes earlier and get this done. But it's a very simple task that can actually make you happier. What is happiness really? It's the feeling of you being happy with yourself, feeling that you are doing the right things in life, that you are actually making forward progress. And this journal is really well designed to do that. So you actually start to feel happier every day you journal. Second, it really distills what works in a short format. They've studied proven concepts from psychology on what works when it comes to reminding yourself of the right things. So I like the fact that they took the best of the best and just condensed it into 5 minutes. The third thing I love about the 5-minute journal is that it was designed for those who don't write journals. So that really resonates with me. I've tried so many times and this one really works. The fourth thing that I love about this and what I wanted out of journaling that I couldn't get before because it was so daunting and so hard is that it gives you a snapshot of your past days, weeks, even years, and it allows you to see your personal growth. When you journal, you get to see that. You're actually recording your progress. And when you don't journal, you really can't. You're left to your memories and your memories could be foggy. There's a sense of personal development nostalgia that you have that you just can't get if you don't journal. And number five, it's great because you can commit to 5 minutes. It allows you to stick to a commitment. 5 minutes is not a lot of time. In fact, I say that you can get this done in 3 minutes, but sometimes you need to spend a little time pondering, thinking, reflecting to get your answers down on paper. Now, there's some other hidden benefits that I discovered with the 5-minute journal is that it's a short one pager. I don't have particularly good handwriting. I can force myself to have good handwriting if I slow down, but usually I'm in a rush and I'm writing notes really quickly. But this allows me to slow down. This allows me to really just focus on the answers, the short answers, write them slowly, and give my brain a little bit of a break, right? To slow down a little bit. The other thing I love about this book is that it's so well designed. It's clean, it's minimalist. They actually remind you when you have 2 weeks left in your journal to order your next journal, which is awesome. And what you could do is you could stack your journals in your bookshelf and you can basically have an archive of your thoughts every year, your progress, the things that you've achieved, the things that you have sought out to achieve. And it's an embodiment of what you can do with little increments of improvement, just 5 minutes a day. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
One of my other favorite things about the 5-Minute Journal is that it starts with a really thought-provocative quote. So you read the quote as you start your day, and it allows you to reflect. It allows you to get in the mindset of, hey, this is a thinking time. There's quotes from famous people in history to Italian proverbs to modern-day comedians. So it really keeps it fresh every day. Also, if you're wondering, the 5-Minute Journal also gives you detailed instructions on how to stick to this journal, how to use it, the benefits of it, and how to stick to this routine. It also gives you tips like, hey, even if you had a long day, stick to your journal. Even if you have a pounding headache, do your nighttime journaling. You have an early morning tomorrow, get up 3 minutes early and do your morning journaling. The point here is that no matter what, you got to stick to this, just like you're washing your face or brushing your teeth. You wouldn't miss it, right? And the fact that it's so sure, you should have no excuse. There's a quote on one of the pages of this book that I want to share with you that really encapsulates why the 5-Minute Journal is so powerful. And this is a quote by Thomas Edison, and he says, "Never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious," meaning frame your state of mind before you go to bed. Start your day and end your day on your terms. One of the things I learned over the years is that you have to take control of the thoughts that go in your head. Don't let outside forces dictate the ideas that get inside your brain, right? Whether it's pressure from outside or a text message you get or something on social media. No, you are the person who's responsible to make sure that you start your day right and you end your day right. And this journal will help you do that. I highly recommend you pick up The 5-Minute Journal by Alex Icahn. You can get it at 5minutejournal.com. If you love today's must read, let me know in iTunes rating and review. I'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you're listening on a podcast app, just hit that subscribe button and you have access to over 1,400 episodes in our archives. If you're listening on SoundCloud, move over to a podcast player, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcast. This is going to give you the best experience possible. Also, as a special announcement, if you're looking to grow your business, get more leads, get more sales, I'm doing a special live workshop on how to do that with webinars. Go to webinarninja.com/workshop to sign up for free for this live training. I will be teaching it personally, so I hope to see you there over at webinarninja.com/workshop. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. There's a quote I love by Jim Rohn, and it's, "Stand guard at the gates of your mind." Meaning you have to be super vigilant about what you think about, how you think about it, when you think about it. And that's what I love about the 5-Minute Journal. It trains this muscle, being conscious of the thoughts you allow in your mind when you start your day, when you end your day. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.